2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside, credibility, also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I've got Andy Farnsworth sitting with me. Well, not literally with me, because I'm at my house.
We are safely socially distanced.
And you're at the KSL
studios, is what he was trying to say. And now maybe we've just found out that Ethan is definitely away. So here on the Nightside Project, one of the things we wanted to do here before we break towards top of the hour, while we try to get Ethan back live, is tell you a story about what do you do when you're trying to train for the Olympics. Now, granted, the Olympics, the 2020 Tokyo Games have been pushed to 2021. They will still be called the 2020 Tokyo Games, even though they'll take place in 2021. And since the Olympic Games are going to take place, obviously Olympic hopefuls are continuing to train, including Olympic swimmers in Indiana. Now, the problem is, what do you do when all the pools are closed? And that means public pools, places, Olympic-sized pools where they would actually train. But guess what? They don't have that option right now in Indiana. So Olympic athletes in Indiana, including Lily King, and this is according to the Indianapolis Star, she's training in a Bloomington, Indiana pond. No pools, so she's got to go get in the pond. And she's a 100-meter breaststroke world record holder. You were going to know her name here in a month if we hadn't had the pandemic. So her and seven swimmers total, her and six other swimmers, are using a pond in a subdivision as they train for the rescheduled 2020 Olympics. She's actually the silver, Cody Miller was a silver medalist in the breaststroke. Zane Groth and Annie Laser, I probably pronounced some of those wrong. But they can't train at the University of Indiana, which is where they normally train because the campus is closed. So they're using a pond, which leads me to the question of, if you can't train in an Olympic pool, there's got to be a better option than a subdivision pond, right? I mean, somebody rich in Indianapolis has got to have a mansion that has maybe an Olympic-sized pool for lap swim or something like that. I guess, I mean, 100 meters is, I think, four laps up and down the pool or two laps up and down the pool. I'd have to remember, refresh my memory. But you can't train. There's got to be a better place to train than in a pond in a subdivision. That's all I got to say. And if you think about it, if they're training now in Indianapolis, we're in May. Now, they're probably not going to have as cold a weather as Utah often gets. But that water can't be warm. I'm sorry. That water can't be warm. Speaking as somebody who used to, quote unquote, train for swimming, and I'm talking now Cub Scouts, I would go up to Camp Tracy up Mill Creek Canyon, and you're talking early to mid-June maybe is when it was our pack's turn or our troops' turn to train or to go up there for day camp for 2 days. And the only thing you could hope for when you would go up to scout camp was that when you got assigned for the swimming skill,
Andy, you better hope
that's in the afternoon. I can hear you now, Ethan. Nice to have you back.
We did it.
Yay. I was just telling a story about these Olympic swimmers who are training in a subdivision pond in Indianapolis.
I know. Isn't that amazing? How cool would that be to have Olympic swimmers
in your pond?
In your pond. Here's the problem, though.
You have to fish around them.
You know what the residents are saying? The residents, I guarantee, are complaining. So they're like, oh, yeah, these guys can swim in here. But if I try and get in there in a canoe or something, the HOA is,
the HOA.
Is all on my case.
Of course.
Oh,
the
I can't
HOA.
Get in there, but, you know, Michael Phelps can get in there, but I can't get in there.
Well, so I was just saying, that water can't be warm, Ethan. It is springtime in Indianapolis.
There is no natural body of water that's warm.
That's what I'm saying. And I was just saying about going to Camp Tracy up Mill Creek Canyon. If you got assigned the swimming skill in the morning, you might set an Olympic record
just to get
because
out.
The water was so cold that you would swim at a record pace just to get right back out again. So I guess what we're saying is they probably are going to need some time as they actually get back into regular pools and adjust their now world record times that they set swimming in the Indianapolis subdivision pond.
You don't want warm water in, you know, an open water scenario. If you get in a water in a lake or a pond, you don't want it to be warm. You want it to be bracing. You want it to be cold because haven't you read those stories about people that get in that brain worm?
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.